From every end of the spectrum. We had one kid who was a valedictorian. We had, some kids who had a much more difficult upbringing. And like Russ said, even if you're not going to work at 9X all your life, we have some kids who are gone off to law school, some of the kids.
One kid that wanted to be a doctor. He passed all of our tests, and some of our guys have been here for 25 and 30 years that couldn't pass.
I'm hoping that youngster who's gone off to law school might remember his union background a little bit when he's a big corporation lawyer someday, and just remember what the union did for them.
Besides a wage, we're also offering a long-term employment here. This isn't like something like a summer, These could really turn into some good-paying jobs, and let's not forget that other word, benefits, too. Benefits.
That's something that these high school kids, a lot of them, had no concept of benefits, and their mentors sat them down and talked with them about health insurance and, the different benefits that, not that the company provided for them, but what the union fought and won for them, and they had a much better appreciation by the time they went back to school.
I think with the strike also, it kind of gave them the real big picture that we were out for 2 weeks, that these things aren't just God-given to us.
We talked a lot we had a huge strike in 1989 where we were out for 106 days, and that was over health care, and we talked with them about that strike, and a lot of the kids just really had no idea and were just amazed that when you have people sticking together, one voice, that solidarity, what you can do.
I understand that the strike was not just IBEW but also CWA,
yes,
and that workers at some other sites who weren't union yet and wanted to be able to get a union contract.
Well, that's, let me just correct that, Jim. They were union at one time. That was the problem with 9X Mobile. When Bell Atlantic came in, 9X Mobile had unionized technicians, and Bell Atlantic decided that they were not going to have unionized technicians in the wireless field. So they busted that union, and that was the end of it, and they said there won't be any union in the wireless. That was why it was so important for us to get that card check and neutrality in our contract this year.
But we just, we had a kind of a good thing happen to us also. We were just able to sign up, like Linda mentioned, the card check, a whole bunch of people in the business office, and which in my particular location represents close to 200 people that are now going to be represented by a union,
yeah,
IBEW union, and they seem to be pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah.
A job like the kind you have at Verizon nowadays are getting to be somewhat rarer in the country as a whole, having a long-term employment with benefits and being able to foresee retiring, keeping this job until you retire. What do you think I'm imagining most of these kids will end up working in the temporary, short-term, no-benefits economy, at least for some part of their lives. They'll have this experience. I think it's a really valuable one to have the experience of seeing what it would be like to live, to work in a union environment.
Well, yeah, that's true, but, the days, like myself, of working in a company for 30 or 40 years may be over. I look at my son today, and, he's only 21 years old, and, he's worked a number of different jobs, and he doesn't have the same mentality that I do, and that's good. But I think what security is important. A lot of people don't realize how important it is, especially when you start getting a little bit older, to have something behind you, to be able to, save up. We have a great savings plan and all that kind of thing. And seniority, like look at during the 90s, all of those people who lost their jobs, those non-union people were just gone 30, 40 years in the company, and seniority meant nothing. And I think we all saw what can happen. And we talked a lot about that with the kids, I'm sure they even have uncles or fathers or mothers who were involved in that kind of thing that's still going on today. So in the union, seniority, at least, if there is, a layoff or whatever, you're not going to go because you're old or you've been around for a long time and being replaced by a lower paid worker. you have to go by certain seniority rules. And believe me, in the workforce, I personally think that's the most important part of being in a job is seniority.
That's one of the reasons why this program was so important to and so easy to sell to the employer. Telephone company usually has like a 10-year hiring cycle, and this is it. Everybody, people our age are retiring, and the company needs to bring these youngsters along because we're an aging workforce.
If companies like Verizon are kind of a dinosaur, that the way things are structured nowadays is different, and it's true that people do want more flexibility in their lives. They may not want to stay in one place their whole lives. We've got to start demanding that we get union jobs, union benefits, seniority, portable seniority, when we move from job to job, as we're bound to be doing.
That's true, because if you look at somebody now who's 21 years old, say, and say he or she works for Verizon for 5 years, and of course, things change so quickly today. In 5 years, this job could be totally different. They may be beaming it in from the moon, for all I know, in 5 years, but he or she still wants to stay with the same company.
Even ourselves, though, Russell, I mean, how many different jobs that we've had in the same company as we've accrued our seniority? They offer us a wide variety of jobs in the same company. The name might change on the front of the building, but the jobs inside are still union jobs, still represented by our locals, different locals about the different states.
Yeah, with the union and the company, we have the bidding, we call it the bidding process. And just in the last year, I was in what they call consumer outside tech for a long time. And about a year ago, I decided to bid a data service job in Methuen. And like again, right back to seniority, the only reason why I was able to get that job was my seniority. Not that I've been here that long. Have I been here that long?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
When rain was invented.
But that's, and it's funny, every once in a while I'll look at the bidding forms, and all of these people are bidding, and like I'm seeing service dates of 1992, 1997, and I'm looking at this, the company has changed. A lot of people have retired, and it has gotten to be a much younger, and like you say, a mobile company. And when you did talk about a portable union rights, that's very important, because you may want to stay into telecommunications, which a lot of people, I mean, it's the common thing, the internet, telecommunications, it's the way of the world. But you would probably want to stay in a company like Verizon, where your seniority, in a union, where your seniority gets, mounts throughout the years, and your 401k gets great, and your Bell system savings, all these kind of things. I don't think anybody would want 20 years down the line to just say goodbye, and that's what I think the union working with Verizon like that can offer people.
It's kind of the opposite in a non-union shop. Very often seniority works just the opposite, because, for example, when you've been around for a while, your salary goes up. So when time to lay people off, why, they look at the salaries and you're gone. And the funny thing is that so many people feel so secure until it happens. And then when it happens to them, they're alone and there's nobody to help out. And somebody takes their job at a much lower rate of pay, and they're out in the street looking for a job or accepting a job at a much lower rate of pay. And, the time to do something about it is before it happens to you, is to get over the denial that, this can't happen to me. I know it happened to me. That's how I ended up on the fire department, and I'm glad I did, actually.
We've seen in our career with this company, we started out with New England Telephone, and they changed it with another merger. Who did they go to then, Russ? Then they went
Then they
kind of got together with New York, and they named themselves 9X, and then they bought up someplace else, merged with somebody down south, Bell Atlantic, which where they kind of know us by now. And now with this brand new company, Verizon, we just had another merger with GTE. So our footprint is becoming so big. We're not like just up here in New England. We're all over the states now.
And the beauty of that is that we will be able to take this project right through the whole. I mean, it was New England this summer, but next year we intend to take it right into the entire Verizon footprint. which is national, which is the country. I wanted to just get back a little bit and talk about the nuts and bolts of the program. Just maybe some questions that I've been asked. Like somebody asked, how are the mentors chosen? Russ?
Oh, basically, when we choose mentors, age is not a consideration. Time in the company is not a consideration.
Well, we actually want them to have
right.
a little bit of
experience, of course, but we're not looking for people. You know, it's great to have somebody with 30 years doing it because they have so much to offer. But over in Cross Point, right here in Lowell, I have, five mentors who had at least 8 to 10 kids this summer over there. And I think the average age of these young women was probably, maybe 25 to 30. They weren't much older than the kids themselves. And I think that environment was great. I mean, they worked great with these kids.
Didn't you have one of your mentors who was a student at one time and the first year of the program?
That would be one of our many success stories. We have a young woman. She worked with us. I think she started probably in 1997. It's 1996 as an intern, and she worked 2 years, just during the summers. And right now she has a full-time job over at Cross Point. I believe she's a dispatcher. I hate to talk about that, but I don't really know what they do
and
up there.
She mentored a student herself this year.
That's
which
right.
The program coming full circle.
And she was one of my mentors. So it was great. And it was a young woman who had just gotten a job, who was a mentor herself, and she has a kid under her wing. Which is really
Jimmy. What about the mentor training? Can you speak a little bit about the mentor training? We don't want to give the impression that we just pick these people and then set them off with the kids.